The rain is expected to make a dent in the wildfires in western North Carolina, but as those raindrops hit the scarred earth left by the fires, another threat comes to mind, mudslides. I spoke with Joshua Palmer. He's a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Greenville, South Carolina. He told me they are monitoring conditions, and at this point, the risk seems pretty low. Palmer says while mudslides in western states affected by wildfires are well studied, this is fairly new territory for the southeast, where the topography is different.
Well, one of the things that's unique here is the slope and the type of vegetation that we have in the mountains, the Appalachians versus out west, and also the size of fires. Even though the fires here are quite large for our area, they're still very small in comparison to the typical fires we see out in the mountain west. So how debris flow activity out west compares to what we would see out east is still very much difficult to determine, and still a lot of research needs to be done on that. There are individuals from the United States Forest Service who are actually going to be doing that this week, going out to these areas and assessing the state of the land and the likelihood for debris flows as a result of these burned areas. There's a great opportunity for research, and it is definitely an area that we're not used to looking into and to doing research on. So there's definitely an opportunity there.
What does it look like, at least for now? I know it's a watch and wait situation.
I think for the most part, we're going to see some very beneficial rainfall, and I think that's the main takeaway. I think the likelihood of us seeing a significant enough rainfall for scattered to widespread issues in terms of flooding or landslides is very low right now with the rainfall we're expected to see through the end of the week. The reports we're receiving right now from the people on the ground actually doing the hard work of fighting these fires is that the soils are still able to receive and take in moisture as it comes in. So I think overall the likelihood of activity from the burned areas is much lower than it would be out west. Certainly not zero, and it's certainly something we're going to be keeping a close eye on. But I think overall most people should be grateful, you know, that we're going to be receiving some much-needed rainfall.
That was Joshua Palmer, a service hydrologist with the National Weather Service out of Greenville, South Carolina. I'm Helen Chickering, WCQS News.